This is your Bloomberg ETF report for Wednesday, April 12th. There's been a shift in the way investors view the biggest high-yield bond ETF over the past decade. That's the word from Matt Tucker, head of iShares America's fixed income strategy at BlackRock. He says that shift has come as HYG, the iShares iBoxx high-yield corporate bond ETF, has weathered market swings.
It's used increasingly by a lot of institutions who might not have reached for it, you know, even 5 years ago. It's now becoming a pretty core part of a lot of institutional high-yield portfolios just because it's another way to invest in the market, another way to get access to liquidity.
Tucker says investors have expanded the way they employ HYG beyond using it as a simple index fund. It now fills a void.
You can also borrow it and sell it short, much like you would do a stock, you know, borrow and short sale. And there's even an increasing options market on HYG. So you can think about different option strategies to be used as hedging. So I think this has actually provided a use case that investors needed for a long time and just didn't really have a product for.
Tucker anticipates the greatest area of growth for HYG will not be in its assets, but in its volume.
We've actually seen this through time is that as the fund has grown and more investors have used it as a hedging, as a liquidity vehicle, the fund turnover has been increasing. I think it's the turnover you're going to see really grow. The assets will grow, but I think it's really the volume and adoption by investors which is going to really be the big driver going forward.
According to Bloomberg data, HYG's average volume over the past 30 days has been 13.4 million shares out of nearly 217 million shares outstanding. HYG has $18.9 billion in total assets. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Catherine Cowdery.